Okay, our friends.
Did you say my?
I said our friends.
Good, like yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday we said we were, from now on we were going to say our
friends. Our friends, because it's not just you, and it's not just me, it's us together, and we are a we. Okay, so it's a we. We are here, and today we are going to tell you a story that is super important. Because here's something that's happening, right?
It's a we or an us or an our.
Yes, but there's something important that is happening right this very second. Do you know what? You're doing something right this minute. You'll never guess what you're doing.
Everybody knows that everyone.
Gross. That's right. This very moment you are growing. And so is everyone listening. I'm growing. You're growing. All of us are growing. When we first started doing this podcast, you were 3. And then you became 4. And then you became 5. And then you became 6. And then you became 7. Oh my goodness, has it been that long? And you're getting ready to turn 8. I can't believe it. And that's how it is, my friends. We all grow. And each year we do something new. We go to preschool or kindergarten or first grade or second grade. And we grow older and older. But we all start out as babies.
Mini, tiny, mini, mini babies.
Mm-hmm. So today's book is called All of Those Babies. It was written by my Lisa Larson. It's illustrated by Stephanie Labris. And it is read today by Mommy and
Chook Chook.
Chook Chook. All right, Chook Chook. You ready for your story?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
I like babies, actually.
You like babies? Me too.
The species I am is actually a baby.
Oh, really? What are you?
I don't really know what I'm going to go and do.
Ah, well, let's find out. Maybe you're in the book. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wombats have joeys. Lambs come from sheep. Puffins have pufflings. And sandpipers, peeps. So, these are what they call their babies, right? Wombats. They are pretty cute. They look like big old gophers. And they have joeys. That's what you call their babies. And puffins. What kind of creatures are puffins?
They're birdies.
Yeah, same as sandpipers. They're birds. Yep. Echidnas have puggles. Geese hatch their goslings. Humpbacks have calves. Humpbacks have calves, and codfish have codlings. Can you believe that? A baby codfish is a codling?
Mm-mm.
And babies are babies, but everyone knows that everyone grows. And in the picture, what do we see? Why, it's your favorite kind of animal. What is it?
It's a tiny little ball that goes a little bigger, and then it becomes a baby axolotl, then it grows a little bit bigger, and then a little bit bigger, and then it's a normal, and then it's an original axolotl.
A grown-up?
Mm-hmm. Did you know if you looked at an axolotl sideways, like a real one sideways, it'll look like it's smiling at you. A perfect Minecraft shot. If you love it.
I do love it. They do. They're so cute. Llamas, alpacas, vicuñas have crías. And hawks in their aries take care of their ellas. Crías and ellas. Lots of little babies. Boy, because llamas and alpacas, these creatures kind of look the same, right? They look like big, fluffy, hairy, tall things, right? They're beautiful, though. But fledglings grow feathers and then try their wings. A kid starts out shaky, but soon finds it's spring. Snicklet or cheeper? Everyone knows that everyone grows. And we can see, okay, so a kid is a baby goat. Did you know that?
Yeah. A kid's a baby goat, yeah. And a kid's a baby human.
Uh-huh. And we can see meerkats and squids and penguins. Cygnet or tadpole, kit, keet, or poult. Porcupet, pinky, joey, or colt. These are all the different kinds of names for small, baby versions of bigger things. They all start out little, but all babies grow. Some grow up zip quick, and some grow so slow. For babies are babies, but everyone knows that
everyone grows. Let's describe the picture.
Yeah, let's describe this picture. There's three different animals on this picture, and we can see them.
Let's do the last one, to the first one, to the second one.
Okay.
The first one's a tiny little crocodile jumping into the water, getting a little bigger. Then huge, like you would actually see one by right now.
Yeah, big and scary. And then the next picture we see a baby giraffe that has just been born. And do you know that baby giraffes can walk almost immediately after being born?
Mm-hmm.
Humans can't do that. We take a long time before we can take our first steps.
Yeah, we have to be able to crawl first.
not a giraffe. Giraffes, you can immediately see him wiggly, wobbly, standing up straight. And then we can also see a family of... Do you understand?
Dolphins,
yeah.
I was like, whales, that's not right. Chickens, no, that's not right.
Goofy.
Now, sharks.
You...
No, dolphins.
You knew that. Okay. And the next page, we can see some other animals. You were once a baby. You once were so small. You couldn't do much by yourself. Not at all. You once were a baby.
You once were a baby.
Yeah, we were all once a baby. You were ever so tiny. You couldn't sit tall, but then you could roll. And then you could crawl. A baby's a baby, but everyone grows. Beak, nose, or muzzle. That's how it goes. So stretch up those fingers. And reach out those toes. Because everyone grows. And boy, you want to see some beautiful animals.
The end.
This is the book for you guys.
The end. Okay, the end.
We can go back and look at the pictures.
Okay, the end.
The end.